This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Sticking with the jobs theme, I mentioned the unemployment rate is now 3.6%, pretty darn close to the 3.5% of February 2020. Meanwhile, the number of people working or actively looking for work has been rising steadily, many of them drawn back into the labor force by higher wages. After months of strong job growth and interest rates going up, you kind of got to wonder, though, how long can it last? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
22 million jobs evaporated from the U.S. economy after the pandemic hit 2 years ago. It's been a deep hole to dig out of, but today's report shows we've recovered more than 90% of those lost jobs.
Right now, we're about 1.6 million jobs below where we were in February 2020.
Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute points out the U.S. working age population did grow over those 2 years.
If we take into account people graduating high school, entering in the labor market, we're down about 3.4 million jobs. That shortfall, I think, can easily be made up by the end of the year at the kind of growth we're seeing right now.
And that, folks, is just incredibly fast, at least compared to other recent job-destroying events like the Great Recession. To keep up this unusually steady and strong job growth, we'll need more people to return to work. Fortunately, key groups that left the labor force are coming back, says Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions.
The Omicron wave knocked a bunch of young moms out of the labor force, but they have since returned with the moderation in COVID cases.
Long says schools and daycares reopening has helped. Meanwhile, older people who stopped working for fear of getting COVID.
A lot of those folks have come back out of retirement and are reentering the labor force.
And the continuing surge in consumer spending, especially for in-person services, is driving demand for labor to come off the sidelines, says Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Particularly the low end of the spectrum for our workers, bringing them in and giving them a little bit of wage growth.
None of which is to say some big wrench couldn't jam the works of this strong job market, says William Rogers at the St. Louis Fed. He lists three risks at the top of his list.
What happens to the path of inflation? We need more variants from COVID. And then the longer that the conflict that we're seeing in Ukraine continues.
So far, though, none of these potential risks have seemed to slow the pandemic jobs recovery even a little. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.